Blog Talk Radio.
Today is October 9th, 2010, and you're listening to Oracle Radio. We're broadcasting live from the United States to all the wonderful people in the world. I'm Shin Shuri, your host.
And I am Summer, your co-host, and I hope that you are enjoying yourself on this lovely Saturday afternoon.
Okay, just one thing. Someone has their audio going, and I can hear myself in the background. If you could turn your volume down, that will not allow us to hear ourselves twice. Or put your, I think, is that you, Mercedes? If you could put your.
Is that better?
Have you done that? Have you minute? I can hear whatever is coming through your computer.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. But I'm showing that it's down, so let me move away. Okay. Is that better?
No, I'm still hearing it for some reason. Here, just let me see something. Okay. All right. So, that's better. That's better.
Okay.
No, I'm still hearing something in the background. I'm hearing myself twice is what I'm hearing. But that's okay. We'll keep going. So, today's show is entitled Loving Me When with Mercedes Warnick. There is a very important message that Mercedes has to share with us today. So, we want you to be open and attentive. But before I introduce her, we have a few announcements. As always, if you have a tool, product, show, book, or topic of interest to share with us and others, you're invited to submit a request to be a guest host on the show. We invite all of our listeners to tune in and watch Oracle TV biweekly on Mondays and Wednesdays in the weeks when we're not broadcasting here on Oracle Radio. Visit our website at www.oraclesoftruth.org to get involved, engage, and make a difference. As a reminder, you can call in to dialogue or ask questions of our guests today. Share an example, experience, or comment about the topic. Our call-in number is 347-633-9540. You can also type your comment or questions in our live chat, and we'll take your responses there as well. This is your opportunity to connect, share, dialogue, and contribute. Is there anything you'd like to share with us, Tommy, before we introduce Mercedes?
No, I'm ready to jump into the topic for today. Let's jump in.
Excellent. So what I wanted to do is say, now on to our main attraction, all right? We have the opportunity to connect with Mercedes Warnick, all right? You have the opportunity today. I've already done it, okay? So I'm excited about that. But if you haven't done it, this is your opportunity today on this show to get connected. That's what this is about. This is about getting you connected and being in action about your life and your purpose and being soul-inspired, okay? Many know her as the Intuitive CEO. She formed the Achievement Sanctuary to ignite the peace within you. And I'm just going to say this. I've said it once before on the pre-show broadcast. Words cannot adequately describe Mercedes, okay? That's all I'm going to say to you. For words are like the fleeting wind upon your face. They really, you really have to experience Mercedes, okay? So today, you will get the Mercedes experience. So with that, I'd like to say thank you, Mercedes, for joining us. I'm happy to have you here. I'm excited about what you do and for being an inspiration to me. So tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, where you're from, and what you are so passionate about. What is your message for us?
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here, too. I have a, well, today, as you know, Shinshuri, I usually go into meditation prior to doing anything and prayer. So today I did that, and I went up to my hill in the morning at sunrise. And so we're going to have a little bit of fun this morning. We're going to speak in the divine language of spirit, which is the language of tongues, and be open to taking questions from your listeners if they have anything in specific that they'd like to talk about. The thing that I'm really impassioned about right now is called the Soul-Inspired Tune-Up and Loving Me When Success is My Sacred Right. And it is spiritual hygiene for your soul. Just like you brush your teeth every day or prime a wall before you paint it. Or, I don't know, maybe you clean before somebody's coming to your home to do some maintenance work on your home. Just like you do all of those things to take care of your physical space, we have to take care of our spiritual space and be aware and conscious about what we're doing. And when spirit, I wrote this, channeled this Loving Me When through me, it arrived at 6 a.m. on April 13th, and I was finished at 9:34 a.m. It was 3.5 hours of just writing and communing with spirit. And what the message really is that we really do need to sort of prime the pump, keep our channels clear, be very aware of how we are taking care of our spiritual success. And it has just been a journey for me since April as we have had various messages from spirit, and I just have been charged with, my purpose is to really ignite the peace within you. Allow people to get to that really calm place within you so that you can commune with spirit and then ignite your life's passion, ignite your life's work, ignite your life's moment, because we do live moment to moment with each breath we take. And so I have just been on this tremendous miracle ride for the last 4 or 5 months now.
Excellent, excellent. I'm loving it. Tommy, is there any questions that's coming up for you based on what Mercedes shared with us just now?
Well, just one. There are not too many people that can leave Shinshuri speechless and at a lack of words to describe. And when Shinshuri was telling me about you, she was trying to find words, but they didn't really come about. But I felt her excitement. And so I'm looking forward to this conversation because not too many people make her just, you know, just have nothing to say because she had so much to say, it was almost nothing to say. So I just look forward to the experience, and I want to hear and dialogue, and I share it with you today, sister. So thank you.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
absolutely.
You.
So tell us, Mercedes, how did you begin your journey to awaken and open yourself up to your life purpose and what you're doing now? Tell us a little bit about that. Give them the context so that they know the power from which all of this is springing forth.
Well, I had a couple of life events happen, and it would be nice to say that I was just aware and listening to spirit, God, the grand universe, but I wasn't. I was a little shut off, and I was not living life fully. So I got two life experiences, and the first was I was laid off from a job that I thought I was going to retire from. I have a beautiful Waterford crystal bowl in my meditation room, and it was a large global company, and I had been awarded, you know, top associate or, you know, like on the globe. So, you know, being laid off was not one of the things that I had seen in my immediate future. And when that happened, and it was not a pretty process, because when people are attempting to justify their actions, sometimes they put you through a process that is not the best. So it wasn't like, you know, please leave now, we can no longer pay you, the company doesn't have money, or, you know, and sort of do it from this place of honor, love, and integrity. They had to find something wrong with me, right? And what was so ironic about this is as I was going out the door on a Friday, they said, come back on Monday as a consultant, and, oh, by the way, you need to start a business so we can pay you. And that's how I started my business. It was the most depowering, just gut-wrenching thing that I had ever been through up until that point in my life. How do you quote unquote, now listen to these words, do that to someone, okay? So we're not even going to get into the physical metaphysical implications of that sentence, but at the time that's what I was feeling, right? So that was the first thing. And then the second thing was about a year and a half after that, I was robbed at gunpoint in my home. And I was home alone. It was a Friday morning at 10 a.m., bright, beautiful day in Las Vegas. And I ended up face down on the floor. And that's actually the moment that got me to this work, because I had always believed that when it's your time to go, it was your time to go. So in that instance, I lived my belief. And how often we get to do that? You know, very fortunate. And I took three really long, deep inhalations and exhalations. You know my work, so you know the breath is really important. Really deep inhalation, exhalation, and I began the 23rd Psalm, my way. The Lord is my shepherd. My God is a righteous God. He does not like ugly. I am a righteous child of God. He maketh me lay down in green pastures. And I did that iteration of the 23rd Psalm three times and went to this place of what I now know is total peace and total surrender. And when I came out of that situation, actually before that situation, after I said the prayer, the whole environment changed. It became peaceful. I believe to this day there were two angels on my shoulders. They asked me if I was tied up too tightly and left scissors for me to cut myself loose after they left. And from that point on, I was sort of searching for how do I get back to that place of peace. That was really the whole impetus of moving forward, was like, that was a really cool place and I want to be back there. And which prompted me a year after that to divorce my husband, because my home life was just crazy and not peaceful, and probably in a lot of ways not emotionally safe. So I, through that experience and knowing different, I said this is no longer acceptable, and I, you know, divorced my husband. So those are those are the three things: the divorce, the robbery, and the layoff.
Yeah. And, you know, it's funny that you bring up, you know, the life-changing events that happen to us that causes us to be startled, or should I say, into awakefulness, right? Into a space where we can surrender, where we can be ready. And that sound familiar to you, Swami? Have you heard that story? That's a similar story like that before.
Meaning Mercedes or what you were just highlighting?
What I was just highlighting, how most people reach a point of their nadir to totally surrender.
Yes, I think I've heard something like that, the autobiography of you.
Yeah, the autobiography of me. I had a similar life-changing event, not as devastating or tragic, but not as, you know, the way you're describing yours, I can relate to it, is what I mean. Okay. So is there something you want to say there?
Well, there's one thing that I want to really say that's very, very important in all of this. That was my journey, okay? And as you talk to other leaders and spiritual advisors and people just living their lives, there's a lot of things going on right now that are not necessarily robbery at gunpoint, but they're pretty life-changing. And spirit Spirit gave me one example that said you don't have to go through trauma to be able to get to this place of peace and surrender.
Yes.
And
yes.
I want to make sure that everybody understands that this was my journey. And if you're listening to think, oh, I have to, you know, have some wild, crazy emotional event in order to get to this place of peace, and that's not the case. I actually had one moment in my life since the robbery that I went that deeply was I was dancing with a total stranger after I'm a Tai Chi registered, certified Tai Chi and Qigong instructor, and it was our graduation evening. And for 2 minutes, I danced with this man. And we went to a place, I don't know if it was the music, I don't know if we were opened up because we had just done 14 days of 14 hours of Qigong. I don't know what the combination of things were, but it was back to that total peace and surrender. And what Spirit said to me in that moment was, you do not have to be in trauma. You don't have to be. What you do need is to make the choice to take action and to bring yourself into a space, however you get there. Sometimes it's through painting if you're an artist or taking a walk on a beautiful day. Maybe it's even misty and a little cool and refreshing. You can get there through just living. You don't have to have trauma. And I think that's very, very important because people will go through and go, oh, that's easy for you to do. You know, you had this experience that sent you to the seat of God, you know. It's not the case. It's not the case. You don't have to be there.
And I thank you for, first of all, sharing your story and then sharing that, you know, people do not necessarily have to go through that path. And what I'm hearing underneath is almost like everyone has access to this moment or this place of peace, but perhaps, you know, they turn into puppets of their own lives and they're just walking about in their day-to-day affairs. And for some people, it's something so tragic to actually wake you up and remind you to tie you back into that peace. I do not have any similar stories such as that. But I'm very interested in finding out the sustainability of your peace and how people sometimes will allow the world to seep back in and take over, and then it's bills and it's money and it's babies and it's everything else, and it gets pulled away from that place of peace. How do you balance that, and where does that come from? And also, Sincere, I want to make sure we got back to what you were highlighting as well. So just throwing those out.
The one thing before Mercedes responds to your last comment, and I wanted to herald and support and say that that's what Oracle of Truth is about, what she just said. That's what the soul-inspired tune-up, which you'll get a chance in a minute to hear about. That's what the Loving Me Wins, Success is My Sacred Right is all about. It's about helping you realize you don't have to get to your nadir to have it open up for you. That's what we're doing here. Oracle TV is about it. If you're engaged and you're involved and you're connected, whether it's through us or through Source, you're still connected, indirectly or directly. And at some point, you're going to have it be a direct connection. If you're starting out and you're not quite connected directly, then you get your connection indirectly, and then ultimately it'll start channeling through you. So that's what this is about. And I just wanted to say thank you again, Ms. Therides, for bringing that up, because that's very important. But back to your last question to Mercedes, if she wants to take an opportunity to answer, then we're going to go forward, because we want to get into the Loving Me Win. That's what I want to get into.
Well, refresh my memory just a little bit. What was the question specifically?
The question that I was after is, for the sustainability of this peace, this place that you're in, how exactly do you maintain this? What works for you, and what might you recommend that would work for others for them to find this place and to sustain where they are?
I have a couple of different things, and I think that the first most important thing that I have is community. I lost a lot of family and friends through the divorce. It was kind of an eye-opening experience because I was Mrs. So-and-so. And so when I lived 24 years that way, really, I looked up and I didn't really have my circle of friends and community. And I have, over the last 2 or 3 years, have gotten a very intimate group. And it is a group of people that are like-minded. And we just had a wonderful weekend in Las Vegas. That's where I met Sensuri and Leah Young, Women Living on the Verge of Evolution, Lola Jackson, Dale Beyer, Dr. Valencia Ray, Annika Charlotte Johnson. And there is this community now of soul-inspired, right now primarily female entrepreneurs that are like-minded. And so we are going through and we are vigilant with each other. And that's key, because you are going to change your language. You're going to change. This is a lifestyle change. And so as you're walking this path, you're going to want to have people around you who love you enough to course correct you when needed and to give you hugs when needed and to give you inspiration when needed. And so Loving Me When has actually become sort of the catalyst and the cement and the common ground that we all can come together and say, let's change our thinking. Let's step into our success. Let's be powerful as we move into our spirituality, and that there is no separation. For those of you that may be feeling, quote, unquote, disconnected, spirit, God, universal source, divine energy is there. It's always there. Always. Our ability to get through the muck and the mire may inhibit feeling the frequency, but it's always there. We're always one. There is the one that is around us. There is the one that is us, and it's the one that connects to the oneness in you. So that's the first thing. So community is very important, okay? That's how I keep my peace. My family keeps me in alignment, okay? The second thing is it's a practice. It becomes a lifestyle. So Nine Breaths for Conscious Living really talks about, you use pace breath when you feel out of control or maybe fight or flight is happening. You use sigh of release as you are having a situation or a moment where you can feel the tension getting into your body, and then you just sigh and let it out and release it. So all of these different things become part of your living, part of your living style, right? And then the third thing is, what action do you want to take? What action? How much commitment are you willing to make? So I liken it to being, I used to be a track star. I went to university. I could say I went to university on my legs. I had a full scholarship. And when I was running, I'd have to do a little bit, and then I would do a little bit more. And the layering of these experiences and the layering of this work and diligence, thank you, and habit, then I became a star. So when I was 13, I could only run a block. But by the time I was in college, I was national champion, right? So that's the same thing. How much of this do you want? How much discipline? How much action? How much habit do you want to bring into your lifestyle? And then something will happen and you will be out of peace and you'll go, okay, that was a lesson. What did I learn? And then you come back, and then the next time something similar happens, you'll be able to maintain it and maintain your peace.
Okay.
I like how it's very detailed and specific, and I don't think there is anyone that could not follow that. And I really appreciate especially the parts, I believe you said, the nine breaths
for conscious living. Mm-hmm.
For conscious living. And then also the building of community. And I definitely want to hold on to that. I definitely want to read more about it as well. So thank you. I know you have.
Yeah, so we have a caller that just called in. 905 is the prefix, and the 4455 is the end. Is the suffix. So if you have a question or comment, you're on air, so definitely get your comments or your questions heard.
Hi, Centuri.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Oh, my God, who is it? Oh, Dennis.
Dennis Dreammaster, how you doing?
Dreammaster, what's going on?
Stuff and stuff. Hi, Mercedes, how are you?
Hi, welcome.
Welcome. you know, I'm not familiar with your work, but I can basically kind of say, like, I already know it,
okay.
If I can say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And, yes, it is a lifestyle, and, again, when we learn things, you know, they say it takes 21 days or 3 weeks to form a habit, and it becomes annoying, per se, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the way I like to phrase it is, you know, we think, we know, and then we feel, and then we are aware. And it becomes a lifestyle. And mm-hmm. when life throws us a curve, you know, we cannot become unbalanced from that and know that source is within us and know our place within this here and now. Centuri knows where I'm coming from on this. You know, it's very interesting in this time that we live in right now, all the energies that are running around, and people can get thrown off balance so quickly and easily. And one of my mantras, per se, is, you know, center, focus, balance, and ground.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important when the energies start flying around, to keep ourselves centered, grounded, focused, and balanced. And, you know, that being said, Mercedes, and Centuri, please interrupt if I'm overstepping my bounds. I'm doing a show in half an hour, and it's on energy. It's part two, actually, because it's a broad topic. And, you know, and again, everybody in the room, and again, Centuri, tell me if I'm overstepping my bounds. I'd like you, Mercedes, if you have the time to be a part of it. Because
thank you.
Well, you're welcome. It's just the energy is going to be very high.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is really an important time for everyone to share their expressions within each other
mm-hmm.
in growth and awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, we are all connected and we are all one. And if
mm-hmm.
I can say also, Mercedes,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be on Centuri Show coming
okay.
up November 20th. That's right,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
Yeah. And we're discussing oneness.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever else comes after, it's going to be a lot.
Yeah. And I thank you, Dreammaster, for extending the offer because I was just speaking with Mercedes about that the other day, getting out there and letting her voice be heard and, you know, across different mediums and different formats, and not just, you know, in this age, you can't just rely on the face-to-face only because there are going to be people that you don't reach in a face-to-face.
Right.
So you have to meet people where they are, and a lot of people right now are online. So if you want to
mm-hmm.
reach them, and they are in different geos, and if you want to go global, and if you want to be to make a larger impact, you've got to go online. You have to reach out and be connected in more than one way, right? Not just, you know, in your local community, but extending it out to your world community. So I appreciate you extending the offer and sharing, and because that's what this show is about. It's about sharing and connecting and making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk a little bit about your little pocket treasure, Loving Me Wins. Success is my sacred right. I'm going to tell
okay.
everybody that's listening to this show, this book, this little book is only 32 pages long, and it's very small, pocket size. You can put it in your pocket. You can put it in your purse. You can take it along with you. But this, I'm going to just tell you, was a lifesaver. It got me back in alignment. Just, you know, meeting Mercedes in Las Vegas at the conference or the little summit we had, And for 2 days, I got reinvigorated. I got a tune-up. And I'm continuously, even when you are a leader, and I just want to say this, leaders sometimes need to be led. And coaches sometimes need to be coached. And healers sometimes need to have their own healing. So, you know, and so this little treasure, and I want you to talk a little bit about it, Mercedes, tell them about it because it's connected to the Soul Inspired Tune-Up, which is another little treasure that I'm getting. And she has extended a special offer to all of our listeners, our viewers, our members of Oracles of Truth. You can get this special tune-up package at $20 off. So we'll talk about that later towards the end of the show, but I want everyone to know that you have the tools for success being presented to you right here. Don't let it pass you by. Don't not be in action about your own life and your own purpose and what you're here to do. Get in action. That's what this is about. Your determination, your discipline, your commitment, and your devotion to yourself. So just talk a little bit about the Soul Inspired Tune-Up for me, Mercedes. And I'll put the link out in our chat as well.
Okay. Well, it's been interesting. As I mentioned, I got this book through Spirit, and it looked a certain way. And the way it is presented is the way I saw it in the vision. And when you open up Loving Me When, Success is My Sacred Right, you will see day 1 through day 21. Thank you, Dream Master, because that's what Spirit had said about changing a habit, becoming a lifestyle. And you will see 20 negative words. Loving me when I'm a victim. Loving me when I am hurt. Loving me when I am scared. Loving me when I am grieving. Loving me when I'm afraid. And it goes through one word per day. What success hygiene is, or spiritual hygiene is acknowledging this place. And at some point, we may have all been in victimization or hurt, and we don't even know it. We don't even know. If we're going through our day and we've gotten angry at somebody and we've even made the choice to release it, and then it pops up 2 or 3 weeks later, or you see the person again and you get a little tense, and you're thinking, I released that. Why am I even feeling that way? Cellular memory. Flexible brain plasticity,
yes.
Emotional distress. We don't always know that we're carrying it around even after we think we've released it. And that has been the biggest, strongest message. And when I saw this book, and when it was actually, it was a book 2 weeks later. I mean, it was very quick. And when I saw it, and I opened it up, and I went, who is going to read this? And Spirit said,
me?
It is spiritual hygiene for your success. So when I looked through this, here is the process. I want to explain the process a little bit. You acknowledge the negative. Then you choose right here, right now, I choose to release from thinking I'm in lack. Do you release it? Then what is the foundation of everything that moves? What is God? God is pure love. Love transforms, transmutes, and transcends everything. So then it says, loving me. I love myself even when I'm in this state. I love myself. Loving me when I'm in lack. And then love is my foundation. I walk on the foundation of love, of God's pure love, of Spirit, universe, whatever. I say God because I had the experience on the floor with the angels, but for you it might be divine source spirit, which is something that has the phrase that just came to me as I was asking Spirit, how can I talk to more people and have a universal voice? And I got divine source energy, divine source spirit. We all have some place, someone, something within us that is divine and holy, and you hold on to that love. And then you say, That was a moment in my past. It's history. Love is abundance. Mm-hmm. Love is everywhere. Love is abundance. And success is my sacred right. And then the last part of this is you affirm the positive, because whenever there's a void, so we've erased out or we've washed out, we've cleansed out the negative, therefore there's a new space. So we want to make sure that emotionally, spiritually, universally, we fill that space within us, within the void. And so we put in an I am statement. I am, in this case, abundant. And then we breathe in, because the breath is chi. The breath is life force energy. So we breathe in, I am success. And then we take that success and we push it back out into the world and we say, success is my sacred right. You stand on the foundation of your knowing belief, of your right to be successful in anything that you do, however you define your success. Being a giving part of the community, having a large heart, being successful in finances is very important. If we're not monetarily, financially successful, how can we be sustainable? We have to eat. We have to be clothed. We have to be sheltered, right? So I am success, and success is my sacred right. And as you breathe in those 9 affirming breaths, you are connecting back, grounding, rooting yourself into this earth, into Mother Earth. You're grounding, you're rooting, then you're sprouting through into your human community, 3 breaths, and then you're giving out and extending yourself universally and spiritually in 3 breaths. That's the reason for 9 breaths, okay? 20 words, 20 words. And I was going to change something. Boy, did I get slapped down by spirit. It was just kind of like, no, this order, these words, okay? So that's the spiritual hygiene process. I've had people open up the book and had this very same reaction that I had. I am, and then something negative. I am something negative. I don't want to say that. But what it is it's a recognition. It's the release. Is putting in the positive and then affirming your place, your right. It's not I think I might want to. It is your right. Claim it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Coming up for you, son, because I want to hear what you guys say, because I've been doing it for the last 18 days, so I'm almost done, but I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to ever put this book down. This book is mine. And if you try to take it, you might get cut. No,
Well, day 18. You've been cheating your brother for 18 days?
I'm sorry, bro. No. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I love you. I love you. But that's why you're here now, because I've been preparing to let you experience Mercedes, because like I said, I can't tell you about Mercedes and her tool. You have to experience it. So, yeah, what you feeling?
I was just reading an article, journal article, just the other day, maybe yesterday, around the plasticity of the mind and neurotransmitters in the brain. And Mercedes made a comment that the body wants to hold on to maybe certain feelings, emotions at the molecular level. Kind of like for people that are trying to understand what that means. The way I liken it is, if you can't remember a phone number, but your hand remembers the phone number, your fingers know what numbers to dial, that is stored in the muscle memory. That's what you mean at the molecular level, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And in this article, these researchers are saying, they're confirming what people have known for a couple of thousand years, that the brain is going beyond biology and psychology, is going beyond what they normally understood, and they're realizing that the brain is connected to parts of the body at emotional levels that, like they were doing brain scans, and they realized that people were emoting at levels that were down to their abdominal, to their stomachs, or depending on how and some people might relate to the solar plexus, and other areas of the body. So, mm-hmm. you know, the body is an amazing supercomputer that wants to store information, and it sounds like this mode or this release, the nine breaths that you're speaking of, is almost acknowledging where things are stored and giving permission to let them go, because the body just wants to naturally store information. And so sometimes you have to go in and open those doors up and clean out the attic around different parts. And I'm not sure if Tai Chi really connects into that as well. That's just surfacing in my thinking now. But I can imagine what you're saying is actually being confirmed at that kind of
level. It's been really interesting. I have a Dr. Valencia Ray, who's just this incredible woman who is an eye surgeon, who is now going into bringing into the explanation of the metaphysical into the science. So we talk about bringing the spiritual into business and then bringing business into the spiritual, because holistic practitioners don't always mind their third-dimensional business practices, and then business can have a little bit more spirituality. She's a wonderful, wonderful expert, and just a wonderful person to talk to about this. And she's been saying these things around how the body reacts and stores information. And we've actually talked about, because I don't have any formal training in the science of all of this. I haven't really even read too much about the science of all of this. I get the download, as it is. I get it directly from source. And then we've been watching these processes unfold, and it's been pretty amazing what has happened. I've had people buy 2 and 3 copies to give to their friends so that they can literally form their community and have somebody to practice with as you're going through this process. Now, I have to say a couple of things. It is like going on a fast. You're going to have some elimination. We were using the word persnickety. You know, you get to about day 3 on that lemonade fast, and you start to begin to cleanse, right? Okay? So you yes. have some emotional cleansing. Things will come up. And so I always ask people to have their community, have professional advisors if that's what you need. This is not something that it's not unusual. I've had people begin to start dreaming again, and things come up, and you get to this place of peace, so they're no longer as important, or you just don't place the same emphasis or give it the same level of priority in your life. But other things do come up, and you may need some professional help. I'll be honest with you about that. You may have to consult a coach or an advisor, a mentor, or a medical. And so you put a team around you. When you start this work in general, any spiritual work, you should really, not just with this, with anything, if you start yoga, or because once you start moving your body, the Tai Chi is the same thing. Once you start moving your body, and a physical practice is definitely something I encourage, it takes you to different endorphin levels, and more oxygen makes you healthier. You feel different. And sometimes on the road to being healthy, you may feel a little sick. I exerted myself yesterday, and I actually had, you know, got a little woozy because I had released and sweated and did all of that. It's the same with any kind of tuning up process that we do. And so, but the end result is clarity and brilliance and a wonderful clarity that you can see the path ahead of you. And in the soul-inspired tune-up, now, I have to give you a little bit of a, this is the way spirit works with me. You know, Shinshuri, on the book, on Loving Me When, the book, right? It says, from the soul-inspired tune-up. Did you notice that?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
The soul-inspired tune-up just arrived 2 days ago. I mean, the book is now here, right? I didn't even know what the soul-inspired tune-up was at the time. Right? And so I get a little piece, and then spirit gives me a little piece, and then I get a little bit peace, and then all of a sudden I've got a whole tapestry, a whole beautiful picture. And so the soul, this Loving Me When is contained within the soul-inspired tune-up. And the soul-inspired tune-up really says, one of the very first things is that the destination is discovery. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
The destination is discovery.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
The destination is discovery. So as you begin any meditative process, any spiritual journey, any prayer practice, we do the 21-day prayer retreats now with people, anything like that, you may say, I want this situation resolved, and it looks like this, and I've got these goals, and it, you know, you've got all of these things that you want to do. But as you go into this process and into this meditation with spirit, this communion with spirit, you're going to find that you're on, this is in the book, the path of the divine illogic, where common sense says that 1 + 1 = 2, but somehow on this path, it's adding up to 4. When you do something that says, I've practiced and I've prepared, and so the outcome should look like this, but you look up and all of a sudden you find yourself in a place totally unfamiliar and maybe even a little uncomfortable, right? And you stand your ground. Next step, the force of conviction. How much do you believe in what you're doing? Can you commune with spirit and you say, my divine purpose, my divine job at this moment, my divine destination, my divine goal, my divine purpose, I feel so strongly that even though what's in front of me seems to be unfamiliar, I'm going to stand here. And then get quiet and listen for the direction from spirit, and then walk forward. That's the tune-up. Okay? When you can feel that force of conviction, there is actually an energy channel that goes through parallel to your spine, and you can feel this force of conviction that actually runs both ways. The first time I felt it, the energy of this, I am here and I'm in the divine and I'm going to stand my ground, it actually came up through Mother Earth, through the foot chakras and up that way. So it is a channel. It does flow up and down. Okay? So that is the force of conviction. And then believe. Just believe. Believe. Now, we had a grand conversation that was very excited and energized around belief and the difference between belief and knowing. Okay? And if I may I please read Believe from the Soul Inspired Tune Up?
Please.
Yes, definitely. I don't even know why you even asked that question. You need to just go on and do what you got to do, girl.
This is the second to last page, and I'm going to read you the last page, but this is the second to last page in the Soul Inspired Tune-Up. When you prepare a garden, you till the soil, remove the weeds, carefully align the planting rows, fertilize, and then plant the seeds. If you plant tomato seeds, you expect to reap tomatoes, and if you plant corn seeds, you expect to reap corn. During this time you have spent in your personal prayer retreat, which is the soul-inspired tune-up, what seeds have you planted? At the beginning of this journey, you were asked to just show up. Just show up. The seeds that you've planted were hope and expectation, change and desires, seeds of desire for more or for better. Seeking change and taking action through this personal time meant that you have space and you have belief in higher source, energy that you can meld your current situation in and transform it and transcend it and transmute it with love into your desire. You began this retreat with the humble belief in divine source and higher purpose, and as you reconnected, because it's always there, as you reconnected yourself into this divine energy, you have ignited the seed source within you, and you are, as you have always been, one with the divine source energy. What seeds have you planted with Source Mind, full of expectation to reap your tomatoes, corns, change, transformation, and desire? Are you rooted in purpose? Are you in full belief that your seeds will root and sprout and procreate succulent, luscious life? You began with the set mind that you believed in divine source energy. You continued because you believed at this time that this time would bring shifts. Now live. Live with the knowing belief that your miracle shifts and transformations are here, right now. Believe. You need to show up. If that's all you need to do is show up and put yourself in this space.
You know, you used the words knowing belief earlier, mm-hmm. and now I'm being, I had my understanding of it, but now I have my... There's something underneath understanding. I have a, I guess, maybe a deeper level of connection to what you were really saying. It's mm-hmm. not just belief in and of itself, how, you know, religious community might use it, but it's a knowing, it's a confirming belief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Belief because someone tells me this is what the truth is, but belief because I know this to be true. I have evidence of this truth, and I live in it. That's mm-hmm. how I understand it. You were saying,
mm-hmm.
so thank you.
That was so, brother, that's what we talked about yesterday.
That's what we were talking
about. This is exactly what we were talking about. And you got to get beyond thinking what you believe. You got to get beyond thinking what you believe and knowing what you believe. It's so profound and it's so simple. Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, this is just the beginning. And we got like 10 minutes left, and there's not enough time to get the whole experience of Mercedes. So
I know I have a question.
We got to get her back on the show because there's a part two to this. I'm telling you, there's more to come. There's so much more to come. And if you are jazzed about what we're doing right now, what we're saying, this is just the tip of the iceberg. We haven't even grazed the surface. Okay, go ahead.
I got to ask this one question.
Okay.
I throw it out there. When you take this work out into the world, and you might deal with those that are more connected to maybe a particular religious system or a religious community, how do you find, is there a translation that you use? Because this is accessible to everyone, but sometimes if people don't hear it coming through scripture, or they don't have it coming through the pastor, that they may block themselves off from it. But it's still valuable information. So my larger question is, how do you contend with those that follow more doctrine as their belief, as opposed to knowing as their belief?
Okay. So I'm going to answer, and then I'm going to ask Mercedes to also give her answer. And then we're going to conclude because I want to make sure everybody understands there's a special offer that Mercedes offering to everybody for access to her tools and stuff. But you made a key comment in your question, and that was people will automatically cut themselves off. They go automatically do it because of their filters. Everybody has filters. The challenge is you. You have to get out of your own way. So it's not about me changing you. That's not my job. My job is to connect with you, to support you, to be there for you, and to provide you with whatever tools or knowledge that I have and share that with you. But it's up to you to do the work. I can't do the work for you. Otherwise, I'm the one that's getting the benefit, not you. We've had this conversation. We've talked about this before. You know, people have to take responsibility for their own awakening. They have to be able to literally see beyond their own filters and their own blocks in order to get it. So if they're allowing themselves to be cut off because they're refusing, resisting, whatever the case may be, those are the things that they need to clean out. This is what she's talking about. She said you have to get there. And it's going to take the right connections, the right community, the right, you know, learning, the right tools, You know, getting connected, being in action, being devoted to you, and not letting your thoughts based on belief thoughts, not knowing thoughts, what's permanent, what's already there. And that's how I, when I'm dealing with people, that's how I communicate it to them, because I'm not about changing them. You can get this no matter what religious perspective you hold. This knowledge, this information, this being connected is not dependent on whether you're Buddhist or whether you're Christian. It's irrelevant at that level. Okay, so that's what I have to say about that. What do you have to say to share or expound upon that?
I think that we're all having a human experience. I think that we're all having an individual human experience. And I have been gifted with a intuitive gift that allows me to talk to people heart to heart. And it has been amazing how, regardless of what your individual connection is with a higher source, whatever the label or experience has been, that through the gift of tongues and through the gift of divine language, that people hear me, they get exactly what they need. I don't know how to explain it. They get exactly what they need. So, yes, there is some resistance. There's always some resistance. But as I go into, if I'm working one-on-one with somebody or even in a group, a smaller group, when I begin to talk in the language of divine spirit, then it takes me out of the situation. It takes me, when I say, I've said several times during the course of this morning, you know, I received it through spirit. Well, what does that look like and what it sounds like? Now, are you ready? Shinshuri, we'll do just a little bit because I'm here. I'm in the space. So
okay.
Just very, very quickly, because I know we don't have any time. But what it comes out like is Osoko no nama isikini ni ma Osoko no nama asakana nama Osoko no nama isikini ni ma Osoko no nama asakana nama isikini ni ma Asakana nama Osoko no nama asakana nama. And these phrases repeat. And as they repeat, I also have the gift of English translation. So through that, I've actually had one person, though, actually say that they heard another language. But through that, it levels the spiritual playing ground, as it were. So I've been given a gift that goes with this.
Yes, and I can attest to that because I experienced it firsthand. And that's the piece that I say we don't have enough time for, but I would love to get you back on the show to give you that personal experience so you can hear it. No matter where you are in the world, you can get connected, okay? And don't let this be the last time you tune into Oracle Radio Show, okay? But what I want you to know is Mercedes has a special offer that she's giving to Oracle of Truth special offer for our listeners, our viewers, our members, everyone that tunes in to us, that you can get the soul-inspired tune-up, the complete package for $43.95, all right? That's $20 off the regular price. And all you have to do is visit her website and type in the coupon code ORACLES, O-R-A-C-L-E-S. I'm going to put it in our where you can go. You go to the soulinspiredtuneup.com, all right, and you can purchase. And I'm getting my copy. I already shared with everybody earlier. I'm getting my copy, so definitely get your copy. And so we have that available to you, and it includes the Soul Inspired Tune Up, Loving Me When, Success Is My Sacred Right, and the 9 Breaths CD. And before we conclude, I'd like to just say this was a powerful show. I thank you again, Mercedes, for coming on the show. If you have time, again, I'd like to get you on again if possible. And we want you to know we broadcast live bi-weekly on Saturdays. In the week when we're not broadcasting, listeners may access our show archive via the Oracle Learning Community. Tune in to Blog Talk Radio to do that, or you can do it from our website, or you can download our archives from iTunes. You may also find us on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, YouTube, and other social media sites. Don't forget to follow us on Blog Talk Radio if you have a profile and become a friend. Also visit the Oracle Learning Community today to become a member. We are determined to keep you engaged, stimulated, and inspired by being actively engaged with others on a similar or different path. For our next show, we have Al Diaz with us. He will be talking about his latest book called Confirmation. And it is currently being expressed through Illuminate Al and the Miracle of Love. And in 2 weeks, tune in. Join the live discussion to connect, share, communicate, learn, and share your viewpoints and perspectives with the Oracle Learning Community. Solamente aquí, only here on Oracle Radio. Thanks, everyone, for attending and making a wonderful contribution. Is there anything, Sammy, that you'd like to say as a final thought?
Thank you very much for your time and energy, Mercedes. And as always, we encourage you to live beyond your own expectations.
Absolutely. Thank you. Success is your sacred right.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for attending.
Bye-bye.
The ideas and views expressed, shared, and communicated are not designed to limit, change, dispel, or ridicule individual ideas, religious convictions, beliefs, or unique mindsets. Our intent is to challenge conventional views in ways that may or may not have been exposed and debated before. The goal is to educate, enlighten, inspire, and provoke new ideas, viewpoints, and creativity in any and everyone who is willing to listen, communicate, and share their own ideas, beliefs, and perspectives. By sharing, we may be empowered to collectively transform our world and live according to supreme design, as well as our own, in ways that will transcend our present reality.